Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Saturday of the fourth week in Ordinary Time, February 7th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today is from the Gospel of Mark, where he writes, "The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, 'Come away by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while.'" There is something profoundly human in this scene. The apostles return to Jesus, carrying stories in their hearts and bodies, words spoken, hands laid, demons confronted, fatigue accumulated. They come back not as heroes, but as men who have spent themselves. And the first thing Jesus does is not to evaluate, not to correct, not to assign the next task. He invites them to rest. This moment reveals a truth that sits at the very center of the Christian life. Before we are workers in the vineyard, we are beloved companions of Christ. In the Gospel, the apostles gather with Jesus before they report anything. Their deeds are not complete until they are spoken in his presence. This is not merely a debriefing, it is an offering. Everything they have done is returned to the one who sent them. In this gathering, Jesus silently reclaims what could have easily become burdensome or prideful or discouraging. He receives it all. Then he speaks the words our souls so often resist, "Come away and rest a while." Jesus is not reacting to weakness. He is protecting love. He knows that zeal without rest hardens into compulsion, and service without silence slowly erodes the heart. The apostles have been giving, and now Jesus insists that they receive. The deserted place is more than a quiet location. In Scripture, the desert is where illusions fall apart. It is where we stop pretending we are self-sufficient. In the desert, there is no crowds to impress, no results to display, no voices to drown out the truth. There is only God and the self as it really is. Mark adds a telling detail. People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. The need was urgent. The crowds were restless. Still, Jesus chooses rest. Why? Because not every need is a call, and not every urgency comes from God. Jesus teaches his apostles that fidelity is not measured by constant availability, but by obedience to the Father's rhythm. This is where the gospel quietly confronts us. Many of us are tired, but not in the kind of tired that leads to holy rest. We are tired because we do not know how to stop. We carry our responsibilities, our ministries, our family obligations, even our prayer life, as if everything depends on us. And somewhere along the way, we stop gathering with Jesus and start merely working for him. But Christ does not want exhausted servants who no longer remember his voice. He wants disciples who know how to sit with him when nothing needs to be proven. Notice something else. Jesus does not say rest because you are finished. He says rest a while. The mission will resume. The crowds will return. The work will continue. But it will continue differently. Rooted, collected, recollected, purified by communion. True Christian rest is not escape from mission. It is a return to meaning. It is where we remember that the fruit does not come from our effort alone, but from abiding in Christ. Without this abiding, even holy work becomes heavy, and even good intentions become self-referential. The gospel invites us to ask ourselves, gently but honestly, where have I stopped resting with Jesus? Where have I confused faithfulness with constant output? Where is he inviting me not to do more, but to come away? The heart of Christ is not impatient with our fatigue. It is attentive to it. And today he speaks the same words to us that he spoke to the 12. Come away, be with me, let me carry what you were never meant to carry alone. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you know our labor and you know our weariness. You see what we have done and what it has cost us. Call us back to yourself when our service becomes heavy and our prayer becomes thin. Lead us into the quiet places where you restore our desire, purify our motives, and remind us that we are yours before we are sent. Teach us to rest in you without guilt, to trust you without control, and to serve again, not from exhaustion, but from love renewed in your presence. For you live and reign, our shepherd and our rest, now and forever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day when we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.